Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 337. This is the show about Android applications. It's our Friday show. This is the show where we take everything that we talked about or didn't get a chance to talk about during the week, and we bring it on this show in a huge flowing torrent of app information. So hope you get something out of it. Let me introduce the co-host and we'll get into it. Starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Door?
Hey, Steve. Big episode 337. Ain't that like one of them magic numbers?
No.
No?
Oh. It's totally not.
I tried. How you doing, Steve?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Can't complain. I had some Hungry Howie's pizza last night. I think I still have a headache from that.
Hungry Howie's pizza. Dude, why would
not
you
the highest quality.
Why would you even go into a place called that?
They're big down here.
I don't care if they're big down there.
What did I read on the door? It said the first pizza place in the world to have stuffed flavored crusts.
Pass.
Yep. Yeah.
I agree.
No, it was the first deep dish to have flavored stuffed crusts. Some weird statistic that no other pizza place in the world would ever have.
My guess is, you know, might be a reason for that.
Yeah. Also joining us, Eric Gardini from DiniMedia.com. What's up, Eric?
Springtime's here, man. I'm excited. It's nice out. We've got a place who their claim to fame is the spaghetti pizza.
What is it? What is that?
It's a pizza, a deep dish pizza, like 3 inches deep, filled with spaghetti, and then it's got pizza cheese on top of that. It's like one piece. If you eat two slices, you're miserable. One piece will easily fill up everybody.
Really?
Yeah, but you can't just eat one because it's really, really good.
Yeah. Well, how do you eat it? If you eat it with a fork, or you pick it up?
Yeah, you pretty much have to eat it with a fork. I've seen people pick it up, though. The cheese that they put on top is so thick that it holds it together for you.
Damn, I would like to try that.
Same here.
Spaghetti pizza.
Well, you got to get up here, man. We will order some spaghetti pizzas.
All right. You know, I had a craving for spaghetti, so I went into this Italian place I was telling you guys
about
yesterday.
Let me guess. Steve's Spaghetti a House or something? Or
Starving Marvin Spaghetti.
You mean like Hungry Howie's?
Yeah.
Starving Steve's Spaghetti Warehouse. No, it was I went in there because I saw like the red, white, and green flag colors all over the walls. I'm like, oh, I haven't had a good Italian meal in a while. I sat down and they threw a plate of chips and salsa into my face.
Mexican flag.
It was a Mexican flag.
What was the name then? That got you confused.
It had no name. I didn't even see the name. I didn't even read the name. I just saw the colors, and I'm like, Italian food.
I could see if it was called Maria's or something. You could be confused on either way, you know?
It's true. Yeah, it was total. I was so craving Italian, too. I stayed, and I had a Mexican burrito or something. All right. Also joining us, Jeff Jensen is back with us. If you guys have been listening all week, he is the creator of Spoiler Alert, a very cool game by Mega Fuzz, a very cool company, and we're happy to have him on our Friday show. What's going on, Jeff?
Hey, what's going on? It's a bit late here. It's almost 4 a.m. I'm still rocking on.
Almost 4 a.m. Dude, thanks for hanging with us. Really.
Sure, I enjoyed it. Thank you for having me.
Sure. We're all energized, and he's like probably trying to keep his eyes open.
What a night, man. He goes to a rock concert and then immediately comes home and does a podcast with us.
A rock concert in Germany.
In Germany, yeah.
He's like crossing countries and then staying up late with us.
And this is only Thursday night. Wait, see what he does tomorrow night when the weekend actually gets here.
This guy
tears it up, I think.
I don't think
you better eat your Wheaties if you want to keep up with Jeff Jensen.
I'm chugging a monster right now, you know, just warming up.
Right, no sleep bed tonight.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
It's not safe around me in the weekends, I'll tell you that.
Really? Well, how old are you? 25?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Got a lot of that young energy left in you.
Well, at least that's what I tell people, right? But
yeah, right. On my other podcast, I talk about I interview electronic dance music producers, and I don't even bring up my age because I'd pretty much be everybody's dad. So
well, it's pretty cool. You're staying hip, you know, like doing it with the young and stuff like that. That's pretty cool.
I like it. I actually really like it. I love the younger generation. I feel like I'm a little misplaced. or maybe I'm just yearning for the old days. I couldn't figure it out yet.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes I think I'm much older than I really am. Or at least, you know, maybe I'm just a cranky old bastard. Who knows?
That's awesome.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, really?
I agree with you, Steve. I don't feel like I'm nearly as old, fat, or bald as I am.
I'm serious. Well, that's good. I think that's a good sign. It's not like we, forget it. Lost my train of thought on that one. Or I actually just didn't want to go there. Anyway, let's talk about some apps. That's what we're here for. I'll do Eric. We'll start with Eric, then do Dor. Jeff, if you think of the one you want to bring up for this show, hit us up with it. Cool. You have some time. So we'll do Eric first. What do you got, Eric?
Okay, I'm bringing this one for Dor. Not that he needs it, but that he berated me for an app I brought last week.
What?
I brought Weatherbug last week.
Damn right.
Essential app shows. And he didn't like that very much. So I'm bringing one called The Weather Network by the Weather Network Meteomedia. This is a decent weather app. I don't know if I would change it as to my daily driver. One of the neat things I found on this app, though, it has a 21-day forecast.
Are you serious?
That's the best forecast in the industry. I don't think there's anybody else doing almost an entire month ahead like these guys.
I would love to. Sorry to cut you off here. I would love to get the 21st day and then wait 21 days and see how it actually measures up and just keep doing that for a month and see how wrong it actually is.
Yeah, I'm hoping so because there was a day of snow in there in my 21-day forecast, and I don't
really
know part of
that.
That
was like day 17?
Yeah, it's up there, but it looked like it was a high of 43 that day. So I don't, you know, if it does snow, it's not going to stick.
Well, wow. Eric, okay, look, you're not this is not repenting at all, I'll just say that, because the reason I don't like Weatherbug is it was spammy, crappy, malware-infested gateway of hardness. You're bringing something from the Weather Network. You do understand the actual television channel is called the Weather Channel, right?
Oh, no, I know that. I know that. No, I didn't know that.
Okay, because I'm starting to think this app is trying to gain cred by sounding like the television channel.
Yeah.
Well, what else are you going to call your thing?
The Weather App?
Yeah, that's but true, I suppose.
Maybe the 21 day weather app.
It kind of has the same look and colors, and it's a copycat.
Well, I just don't like the Weather Channel because every time when my cable provider lets me see it, it's never the weather. It's always like Storm Story or
that's every or channel.
Go
now.
Find some. Well, I know it's like Tech TV, and they start playing cartoons. Right.
They have reality television on the Weather Channel. Okay, now first off, you would think the reality would be a guy walking out the door saying, "Hey, it's a good looking sky," and that's the show. But no, it's not. Every channel now has lost their way. I mean, the History Channel.
What is the reality show on the Weather Channel?
I don't know, but like the History Channel doesn't have history on it. It's Pawn Stars and Ancient Aliens. Discovery Channel has, I don't even know what anymore. The
MTV.
Learning Channel, you don't learn nothing. And the Weather Channel no longer just reports weather.
MTV too, yeah. Good point, yeah. Steve. They don't play music.
Yeah, but the Weather Network? I can just hear the crappy music in the background. Tonight at 11 on the Weather Network. What kind of weather affects you the most?
You know, I was watching the Weather Channel one day, and out of the blue, for no reason, somebody put up on the screen, nobody puts Cantori in a corner. I'm like, what?
He's like that weather guy rock star, basically.
Yeah, yeah, but I just didn't get the reference, you know, from Dirty Dancing, why they would say that.
Oh, is that from Dirty Dancing?
Yeah, nobody puts baby in a corner or something like that. He said.
I never saw Dirty Dancing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, our knowledge of 80s chick flicks just aren't up to par, Eric. I'm sorry.
It's true. Well, Eric knows it from Ghost, right? Wasn't he doing the he brought the pottery app?
Yeah, yeah. I got the whole box set of Patrick Swayze.
Roadhouse coming next.
I like the one with Keanu Reeves, where they're jumping out of planes and stuff.
Point Break. Good movie.
Yeah, that was a good one. Anyway, Jeff thinks we're crazy, doesn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah.
He's probably sitting there going, these guys are nuts.
I stayed up for and this, he says.
Yeah, I'm stayed up for this. Jeff, are you still there?
No. I had someone proxy in for me. He just sounds very much like me. So.
All right, so we got on to Jim Cantore. How do we get off of this? How do we get off of him?
Let Jeff bring an app or door.
All right. Jeff, what app do you have for us today?
So you guys may have featured this before. If so, just go ahead and stop me. But I remembered hearing about this a while ago, so I haven't actually gotten around to use it myself yet, but I just thought that the concept is very interesting, and I think that it could be used in you know, possibly very viral ways. The app is called Plague, and essentially it's described as working kind of like a virus. So say that you open the app and you share something. It could be just a small update or a picture or any sort of information like you would do on Twitter or Facebook. But here, it will automatically spread to the nearest other Plague users to you, kind of like a virus. And then when they are infected with your information, they can choose to share it, or infect other users that are close to them, or they can just choose to displace themselves or whatever you're gonna call it, and the disease will not spread any further. So basically, it has the potential to. You know, a small text can become very viral very quickly if other people that you infect choose to infect other users as well.
But you have to have this app.
Yes, and of course it works better the more people using the app that are close to you physically, because that's the entire way it works. But I think it's an interesting take on sharing information, because
yeah.
You never really know who it's gonna reach, because on Twitter, people have to follow you or follow someone that retweets your tweets or something like that before the information can possibly spread, and that can go very viral too. We've seen that many times, but this is a new way of doing it, because you can get infected with information from someone you have no idea who is just because they're close to you physically. And that means that you can, a lot of it will probably not interest you, but also I think that you'll be infected with lots of information that could potentially be very interesting to you, because you haven't chosen to follow anyone or to tailor your interests to specific people. So you never know what you're going to get. And sometimes it will not interest you at all, but other times maybe it will, and then you will choose to infect other people. So I think it
sounds great.
Yeah, I think it could potentially, be a great way to share information.
Is it PLAG star star or asterisk?
Yes, okay. Apparently. Yeah, I just remember reading about it, so I started Googling, I couldn't remember the name of it, so I basically Googled something like PR virus disease or some weird shit like that, and I actually ended up finding it really quick. But on the App Store and Google Play, it's apparently just PLAG and then two stars for some reason. But every news article I can find about it, it's called Plague.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
The only way somebody would install this is, number one, if they want to spread information, or if they want to open themselves up for being infected by information, just because they're curious of, I guess, what people around them have to say.
Well, yeah, I'll say the thing I really like about this is it gives you the opportunity to get information that's outside of your bubble.
Exactly. That's my point as well, because on Twitter, you choose to follow specific people because they will tweet about stuff that you find interesting. So you have this control over what kind of information you want to get. But with something like this, you have no control. So you make
right. That control is good to me. Well, I want that control.
The good. Well, but then not only you get it outside of your social and your thought bubble of the like-minded people. But yeah. you're also now where I local. This is something where I do. I don't have any local people in my Google Plus stream. This would be a way for me to get local thoughts and ideas. Kind of like Yik Yak. I've been looking at Yik Yak just to see what the pulse of the neighborhood, the town, you know, the area is. This would be kind of neat in that way. So you've got it's a outside of your bubble, but it's a different bubble. Exactly. It's a local bubble.
I think it's also good, like you said, if you want to share information, but I think it's equally good or even better if you just want to expand your horizon. You know, if you want to move outside your comfort zone and see things that you otherwise wouldn't have. That's actually one of the reasons I would, you know, try using it because, yeah, I mean, a lot of what I would get probably wouldn't really interest me, and maybe I would even end up quitting it because of you know, getting nothing.
Right, just getting stupid stuff. Yeah, that's the thing. I think my experience with, I'm not easily impressed with what people have to say to me. So I guess I was just going on based off of that data why I might not like this.
Sure.
But I'm willing to give it a shot.
Yeah.
I don't mind getting infected.
Yeah, thank you, Jeff. I'm going to try. I doubt that there's going to be anybody get anywhere close to that uses this. But I'm going to try. Who knows?
You don't think there's anyone in Rock Falls who uses it?
No.
I mean, as far as I can see on the Google Play Store, it has anywhere between 50,000 and 100,000 installs, which isn't really a lot, you know, globally. So the chance of getting infected where you live or even where I live especially, I think it's quite small. But naturally, the more people uses it, the more interesting it'll get. So
Right.
I'm just going to be spreading disease everywhere I can and see if somebody happens to catch a little something.
That sounds so wrong.
Now, it looks like from the screenshots, you can see where your information is actually going. You can see people's locations.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
I mean, it's kind of creepy.
I'm going to guess it's at least semi,
okay.
You know, obscure. Yeah. I doubt it's going to show you exactly. I hope. I don't know. I just installed it, so I'll find out.
You just installed
it? I did too.
Yeah, because I just,
let me know.
Because I just like the idea of randomly possibly getting something completely different than what's in my Google bubble or with my Reddit bubble.
I kind of predict something, and I don't mean to be cynical. I predict you're going to get 95% garbage. That's just my prediction. Tell me if I'm like, let me know if I'm right or wrong.
It's going to be trash is another man's treasure.
Yeah, exactly. it all depends on what you call garbage. I'm not going to say you're wrong because it's very possible.
That's much of my prediction. And I'm rooting for the app. I would like to install it, but
you would like
I'll let Dor try it first. I would let you try it first.
Just too much effort.
See, I might get lucky. A random train engineer or something will go through town on the train tracks and you know, catch one of my plagues, or I could get a virus from him. A truck driver, maybe.
Eric's like trying for years to infect one person with his information.
He just wants to be patient zero so badly.
This is cool, man. Good app.
Yeah, good app, Jeff.
We never brought this one.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. All right, we are back to Dor.
Okay, I know I've said this guy's name a couple times in the past, and there's many people that brings apps to us, okay, period. Can't even think of their names. Todd Evans, like everyone in the Android App Addicts community, thank you very much. But I will say, this is an app that came again from Joe Heck, Code for Sale. I didn't give it a lot of credit when he first posted it because I'm extremely stuck on, and that's the phrase I use, stuck on, ES File Explorer. And that's because that's the app I've used for 2 years, 2+ years, and it just does everything I want it to do. And it's called ES File Explorer, like Eric Sauce, and everything's better with a little bit of sauce. So I was, you know, I kept it. Joe posted this link to FX Explorer, but for some reason it's just called File Explorer in the market. But if you go down to the description, it clearly says FX Explorer, and the icon clearly has an FX on it. So I think someone involved with the posting of this product page might have been to Denmark recently and had some too much beer or something. I don't know. But right. But I will say this is a really quote unquote pretty file manager. Very eye pleasing, I'll say. But gives you a little bit more extra bang for your buck. It gives you a little bit more functionality than what I had in ES File Explorer. There is a paid add-on. There's three add-ons. Two of them are free. One of them is paid. The one that's paid is like $2.99. That gives you like all your cloud type accesses with SSH and all different kinds of protocols, and just more added features. So I basically just bought it after playing with it for 3 minutes. I think this is going to be my file manager going forward.
Nice. What, really?
Yeah. And that's saying something because this also does, Steve, remember how I liked disk usage analyzer kind of thing? Mm-hmm. That actually integrates a little bit of that type of functionality into the app as well. So I can, before I'm browsing into folders, I can see what's taking up, what folders are taking up the majority of drive space.
Every file explorer should have that.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it. Yeah, this is cool.
Yeah. And it's pretty themable. And I'll just say, it works exactly like how I expect it to because of my ES File Explorer kind of things. So there's no loss. Everything I learned in ES File Explorer basically can be translated over in one shape, way, or form. So I basically hopped in with the wheels already spinning, and I've been using it since.
Wow. What would Eric Salsay say?
Probably tell me something I can't repeat on the show.
Okay. It looks cool. Good one, man. Any, you guys have anything more on this one?
No, I'd have to give it a look. I don't find myself using file explorers too often, other than the built-in one, but give it a look.
I don't think I have a built-in one, so yeah, I use them.
Well, not just very cool. Not to sound dumb, every now and then I need to connect to podnos.com to do something, to do something really quick back-end maintenance thing, or really quick pull down a file or something. And I like having an app that I already use to manage my files to have that built in. So, you know.
Gotcha. Cool. All right, Eric, what do you have?
I got a game called Cubic Tour. I'm going to copy and paste it in here on the thing. Before I get to the game, I just want to say something too before I let this episode go off. If you ever get, if you have a Google account and you got Google Mail and you're having all your photos uploaded to Google automatically every time you take a picture with your phone and videos and things like that's going on, eventually you're going to get to the edge of your free 15 gigs of Google Drive space without you even knowing. Because you go to Google Drive and you only have a few files just sitting there that you did, but that's not where Google Drive fills up at. It's mostly with your pictures. Just in case you don't know and you get worried about it, because Google, when you get close to being full, they'll start letting you know every time you log into Gmail, hey, you're at the edge. You need to either free up some space or buy some more. And Dor, you had posted something, said recently that you were $12 for 100 gigs.
Yeah.
I couldn't find a link to that. But I just wanted people to know that there's also a thing called Google Takeout, where you can take your stuff back from Google and save it on your computer on your hard drive locally if you'd like to. I don't know if everybody knows about Google Takeout.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Google Nearline is in beta. It's not out yet. You have Amazon Glacier, where it costs super cheap to do storage, like a penny a gig, but it could take up to an hour for you to get your file. Google said, well, we're going to release a product too, where it's nearline storage, where it's like, you know, not online, but it's very close to.
Nearline.
Yeah. So they're calling theirs Nearline. It's 100 terabytes. No, I'm sorry. I believe it's 100 gigabytes for $12 a year. And their idea of slow is 3 seconds. It will take you 3 seconds to get your file.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not bad.
Yeah. So So it's coming. It probably won't be for like another 2 or 3 months, but this is the kind of thing where if you do pay for online storage and your thing's getting ready to expire, Google Nearline might be up by then.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind paying Google for some of the storage, but I don't want a repeating $1.99 charge on my account on my bank account every month. I would like to pay $12 for a year and just be done. That being said, I got a game called Cubic Tour. This game is not real difficult. It's a little bit buggy. I have to say that I was able to freak it out one time and go right through it without doing anything.
Okay.
But basically what it is you're going, there's a cube and you go into each line of the cube and that's a level. Inside those lines, you'll have a colored box and you'll have two colored boxes. And basically all you have to do is by swiping left and right, make the colored box match the one that's in front of you and then hit the button and you go through, then you can get through that door and then you get to the next door, next segment, and there's another colored box and you just got to rotate the boxes in a 3D kind of world to get those to be the same kind of key combination to get through the door. You can understand that. I wish I had a video to show you.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's up with that?
It's like a 3D. You're moving forward. So if you don't figure out the key combination fast enough, you'll run into it and that's when you die.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Neat. I like this. That looks really cool.
Yeah. I mean, to get up to between, it says 100,000 and 500, I'm sorry, 1 million and 5 million installs. They say 2 million in the description. And to not have a video and to have an app called Cubic Tour and have the app have nothing to be about a cubic tour is amazing. It's amazing to me. How can you get that many downloads?
No, you're taking a tour through a cube.
Yeah.
It's a game. It's almost like it's a Japanese game show in digital form because they have the game shows where you're on the conveyor belt and you got to fold your body over in the right position to get through the hole in the wall. It's that.
Similar. Yeah. Yeah, it is similar to that.
Yeah. But there's no video. The app is called Cubic Tour. And you get 2 million downloads. I don't know how the hell they can do that.
I don't know either, but we should find out.
Jeff would know. Jeff, what do you think?
I wish I could replicate it, believe me. I mean,
maybe you should rename your game like Cubic something.
We don't have anywhere near that. So whatever their secret is, I would like to know.
You just need to put the word tour at the end of all of your games from now on, Jeff.
Oh, cool. That's
a freebie. That's a freebie. You can have one.
God, it's so...
You know what it is? They have like 20 games in the Play Store. They're probably shit, you know, when they release a new game, they're promoting it to all the people that brought previous ones.
It could be.
Sure.
And they don't have tour at the end of every one.
Oh, really? Oh, that's weird.
Never mind about that. Sorry.
And they actually will have one called Batman and the Flash Hero Run. I can't imagine that Gree Incorporated has the right to do this.
Thank you. But it does have between 5 and 10 million installs. So I guarantee you there's something legal.
Yeah.
I guess so. I still doubt it.
I don't know.
All right. Good one, Eric.
Thank you, sir.
Jeff, did you have any more you want to bring?
Another Game Maker game.
Sure.
It's a couple of years old by now, but it's called They Need to Be Fed.
Oh, yeah. I think we did bring this one.
Sounds familiar, but it's
like a Cody Cooper app.
It's pretty cute. Very minimalistic, kind of a puzzly platformer. You're this little cute guy jumping between individual small planet-like shapes, and then you know every unique planet or every individual planet has its own gravitational core, and you're jumping between these planets in a platform view. And then your goal of every level is to feed yourself to this monster looking guy in every level. So you're actually the food, and you're the game is actually not about the player, but about the monsters in the levels that apparently needs to be fed.
I remember when we brought this, and I still have a problem with it. Like, you're doing all this work so you can be his food. I don't like that.
I love
Steve,
that.
Steve, everything has its purpose.
what I love about it is that the guy who made the game, he also made another game called Mr. Karoshi. Maybe you also know that one.
No.
It's by the same developer. Basically, it's about this Japanese business guy who is so stressed out that he just wants to kill himself. And so every level is a puzzle about how you can. It's a very dark humor because obviously it's, you know, it's not a fun topic, but it's presented in a way that makes it cartoony and fun all the same. And it gets increasingly hard, actually, like how you're going to end your own life in a new grotesque way this time. So I think that the guy who made They Need to Be Fed and Mr. Kiroshi has a very different way of thinking, because, you know, in one game you're feeding yourself to monsters, and in the next game you're, you know, just plain out killing yourself.
Yeah, we might want to keep some surveillance on him.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking as well.
An odd thing about this game, I'm sorry to interrupt, is that when I type in They Need to Be Fed into the Google Play Store, all I get is part 2 and part 3. It seems the original one's not there anymore. Unless part 2.
Yeah, I was looking at part 2. Yeah, good call.
Part 2 and
yeah.
part 3 are made by somebody else, maybe.
Actually, it's all the same developer, but the first They Need to Be Fed was published by Yo-Yo Games. And all of Yo-Yo Games' Android games are currently taken off the Google Play Store for some technical reason, but they are being put back at some point.
Wow.
So that's why. But at some point in the future, you will be able to find it again. What's that?
I was saying Steve had an incident with Amazon. Could you imagine if you did that one, Steve, and got all of somebody's games taken off the Play Store?
No. I know, it's funny as you mentioned the Amazon thing. I thought about it right when he said that. that would suck.
Yeah, and I will say, I know we brought a game just like Mr. Kiroshi at least once before, because the whole point of finishing the level is dying in the correct manner.
Yeah, exactly.
I know we brought it, but I don't see it in the list. But I know we brought either it or a clone of it.
Oh, cool.
Just when I thought Jeff was bringing a nice, cute game, there's this dark side to it.
Of course. I really like when I make games myself, because I want Megafast to be kind of like, you know, have a family-friendly reputation. So whenever I make games myself, I really have to exercise extreme restraint. Because if I had free room, I would make nothing like I would make nothing else than games like Dink Smallwood, but much worse. I mean,
much worse. Well, thanks for toning it back for our show. I mean, geez,
you just need to start up a separate app developer name. You know, you could still get those out there. And just
make them associated. That's one of the reasons why I really enjoy still going to game jams, because that's one of the few times where we can just kick back and just go crazy. So if you go to Game Jolt, that's where we post our small, you know, completely unserious game jam games. And they're all, we don't exercise any restraint there at all.
Game Jolt? I'm almost afraid to go there, to be honest now.
There's only two games right now, but we do have a third one that we actually already made, I just haven't uploaded it yet. But go to Game Jolt and find Santa Quest. It'll basically show you everything that, you know, that we're trying not to do when we make games in Megafuss.
What's it called? Santa Quest?
Yeah, Santa Quest. It's on Game Jolt.
Okay.
It's a small game.
There you go.
That you know, it's still Martin and I who also made Spoiler Alert, but in a way where we did not exercise any restraint at all. So it's a good thing that we go to game jams, because we can get it out of our system, and then, you know, we can try and be a bit more family friendly when we do official stuff.
I see. That's a good idea. Get it out of the system.
Oh yeah.
Awesome. Well, this does look like a cool game. I think I would enjoy this, except I don't like getting eaten like that little guy does. But other than that, it looks pretty cool.
I mean, the animation and the sound effect is just so cute that it actually gives off this satisfying vibe. It's very weird, but I don't know. It's yeah.
Like, okay, if it's for a good cause, all right, fine. If the plant needs to live or whatever, and the plant's going to go do bigger and better things. And
there's the spirit, Steve.
Thanks, Steve. All right, let's see. Let's go back with Dor and just empty out everything you have in your mind/tank, and then we'll just get it all out there.
Okay, I'll
as far as apps.
I will keep it like that. Okay. The first app here is called Core, K-O-R-E. This is the official remote for Kodi, K-O-D-I, which was formerly known as XBMC. Okay. So now I'm going to go in reverse for everyone. If you liked XBMC, then you should be using Kodi, K-O-D-I. And if you use an Android phone, then you should download K-O-R-E, Core.
What if people don't know what XBMC
stands for? Then you are S-O-L. and I'll put it like this. This is their official app. It just got launched. It probably doesn't have all the features right now, but I guarantee you it will. So I would definitely encourage you to keep this in your arsenal there of weapons.
Real quick, just so in case they don't know, XBMC is a media player streaming. You can stream your own videos throughout your own website or your own network at home. Is that what?
Yeah. XBMC started as Xbox Media Center. The first intention of it was to just house your media on another computer and stream it to wherever you want to your Xbox. It's evolved. Now it's on all kinds of systems. It can stream not only stuff like YouTube channels, YouTube videos, Vimeo. It can stream local content, remote content. You can stream from your phone to your XBMC, your Kodi device. It's really grown a lot. And there's all kinds of plugins, even for emulating old game systems. You can download Retro Rig, which is an XBMC plugin, which allows you to turn your XBMC instance into a classic gaming cabinet type thing. So it's really out there. If you're really into streaming, watching locally stored content or retro gaming, check it out. It's really good stuff.
Wow. Looks cool.
Okay, what I'm going to bring here next, it's called Yahtzee, I'm guessing. Y-A-T-S-E. This is a unofficial XBMC Kodi remote that has been around for a while. This thing is heavily polished, is what I will say.
That one's not a good link.
Oh, sorry. One more time. Give it a shot. Give it a bang. Give it a go. Yahtzee, I believe it is. Y-A-T-S-E. Oh, it's not working. It literally worked an hour ago.
I typed in Y-A-T-S-E into the Google Play Store, and about six things came up. Which one is it? The stream player? Plugin? The stream plugin?
It's
the unlocker. Wait, what is it?
Yahtzee? Let's just do Yahtzee remote.
Yahtzee? Save that APK, door.
No, I'm thinking they're literally right in the middle of a remote during the show. That's the only thing I can think.
Yahtzee remote. There's six of them. I know. It's got that blue Y.
Yes, exactly.
Thing. Yeah.
There's an unlocker, a stream plugin, a queue plugin, notification, call plugin, and a wave control plugin.
I don't know.
Did they just change the app on you?
Well, guessing. They're literally in the middle of an update. It's the only thing I can think of. Because it's been around forever. Okay, so, bad link. Not good.
Okay. That's why we let Dor go first.
I know.
He's on the cutting edge, and sometimes this stuff just don't last.
Apparently. Okay, I'm going to throw out three more just quickies. Mini drivers. Steve, this is one of those classic racer type of setups, which I personally like this setup a lot because there is none that I saw. I played it for a good half an hour. Granted, I was on the same stage most of the time because this is a hard game. I don't like the idea of having to upgrade my car between races. Me not good at that. Yeah. I never know what's right.
Yeah.
But this was closer to being Super Mario Kart Formula One style, I guess is what I would say. I had fun playing this one, but dang, it was hard.
Really?
Yeah. It was definitely.
Did you play top down or first person?
I played top down most of the time. First person. If I knew the track, I was comfortable doing first person. But this is all one word, mini drivers. Now, since then, I've literally had five updates in like 3 days. So maybe they simplified it.
Okay.
I'll say that.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool. The cars don't go that fast, but it still looks like it relies on skill.
I like the steamroller add-on that you can get.
Yeah.
puts a steamroll in the front of your IndyCar.
Right. Yeah, it was definitely fun. I tried to get my kids to play it. It was a little bit too hard for them, too. They didn't like it a whole lot.
Okay.
But I had fun. But I've gotten 5 updates. I'll try it again in a day or two, see if it got better. This is not in any shape, way, or form family friendly that I can tell. Okay. It's called
You mean this next one?
Yes, yes. This is called Overkill 3. I don't know. The only way I can explain this is Doom, Quake, Halo-esque, first-person shooter, bang, 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 bang. Lots of bang, bang. Much more realistic graphics than what you would expect to see on Android, is what I'll say.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and
looks crazy.
And this is the kind of game to me where if this does support gamepad support, I can see this style of game being pretty dang successful on the, you know, future devices.
I gotcha. Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
Not a big first-person shooter guy, but looks pretty amazing for an Android game.
Well, and it's free, so you can download it, see if it runs on your phone, because I'm sure it needs higher specs. You can see if you like it for free, and if you do, you keep it on.
All right. Cool. That's from Crane Balls.
Great name.
Was that it? I thought you had a third one.
Okay. I can bring one more here. This is another one, not at all family friendly, but I encourage people to just watch it just to see what is possible with Android here. This one's called Breach and Clear. You have to watch a good percentage of the video to get a full idea of the game, because there's different aspects to the game. There's top-down, almost turn-based-esque type events. There's top 3/4 down, like semi-action events. Then there's first-person action going on it, too. This is another one of those games. More realistic graphics than not. Pretty impressed at what they can pull off here.
Yeah. Look, graphics look really good. Okay.
Yeah, it's called
Damn.
Good.
Oh, I was just gonna, Jeff, do you like that kind of game?
Oh yeah, it looks very, very much like something I would enjoy. Although I'm not sure that my Galaxy S3 would be able to handle it. But maybe my Google Nexus tablet would. So I think I'm going to have to try that.
Yeah, cool.
But I'm amazed that the graphical level that they can pull off on an Android game, because somehow in my head I'm still thinking that, you know, Android games is supposed to be something like Angry Birds or, you know, stuff like that. So whenever I see something like this, I'm amazed at the level that it's reached at this point.
Yeah, me too.
I agree. But I will say, Jeff, don't forget, you can go to podnuts.com/AAA club, join the club, and you yourself might win an Android device.
Oh, how awesome. Yeah, delicious. I'm going to have to do that.
Delicious. What device are we giving away?
We still have the Asus Zenfone 5 to give away.
Oh, wow.
And now, really quick, just a little news blurb. I read the headlines for the last couple of days. I didn't read any of the full stories because I don't read nothing. But Microsoft said, we're going to release an app that will let you easily replace the operating system on your Android device with Windows 10. Okay. To which I first thought, wow, wait a minute. Who the hell wants Windows 10 on their phone? But okay, whatever. Okay. Hours later, Xiaomi in China released a thing saying, you can do it to one of our devices right now. So it's definitely possible out there to flash Windows 10 on Android devices, which I find very interesting. But then hours seemingly later, maybe like a day or two later, Google updated the agreement to manufacturers and vendors to distribute Android that they have to basically put in some kind of blocker that's going to block Microsoft from being able to install Windows 10 on Google branded Android devices.
Google branded. What's meaning? What?
Well, if you look on the back of your phone and you see a Google logo or an Android logo, then you're part of the,
only time I ever see that is if it's a Nexus device.
No. or if you see it during the boot sequence.
Kind of. I don't even see a Google on my... Oh, during the boot sequence. Okay. That's that.
During the boot sequence.
Yeah. Trust me, as soon as you boot up your phone, it will say powered by Android or something like that. And to say that and to advertise you're an Android device means you have to adhere to the contract. Jeez. So basically, there's a cat fight between billion-dollar companies.
Okay. That's crazy.
Still, I mean, I get why Google is doing that, because they, you know, they have a huge market share with Android. And so I think they're going to fight tooth and nail to keep that. Right. Because obviously being able to install Windows 10 on your device is a very interesting thing. And so, you know,
Maybe, but come on. Now, that's just like Windows putting Secure Boot on all their laptops. You're in agreement with that, Dorn?
No, well, that's the thing. I'm technically not in agreement with it. I would love, to be honest, to be able to dual boot my device to experience other operating systems, multiple other operating systems. I would like to experience Jala. I would like to experience Android. I'd like to experience Firefox. I'd like to experience Ubuntu. I'd like to experience Tizen. I would like to experience Windows Mobile. It ain't up to me. I mean, I would like to do all of them, but I can't. And the fact that they're catfighting about me tells me Google then says Microsoft is a serious threat in the coming years. And I personally believe they are a very serious threat on the mobile market, just because they got too much money they can just throw away.
Yeah, exactly. And that's I mean, I think personally, I think it's a dick move by Google, because I would love to be able to do it as well. But I read it the exact same way that Google is actually taking this seriously. They're seeing it as a big threat, and that's why they're doing it. Me personally, as a consumer, I hate it, because I would love to be able to do it. But I totally get why they're doing it. You know, from a business perspective, because it is very valuable to have such a huge market share, and to even have the tiniest risk of losing that. They're going to get aggressive about that, no doubt.
Yeah, I don't think it's the hardware that was the problem with Windows 10 phones not selling.
Right.
But, you know, if you can put on any other hardware, that's fine. But, you know, it'd be nice to have Windows 10 if you need a font or something out of Office real quick for an emergency. Just, you know, ROM it real quick and then go back.
A font.
Then hurry back to a real OS, right?
right.
It's hilarious. All right. Well, thank you for all those apps, Dor.
No problem.
What do you got in your tank, Eric?
Oh, I thought we were ending with Dor's tank.
Because Eric typically goes first.
Yeah, so I got Think Rolls. That's a game. It's a cute little game. Basically, you're this little pink dude, and you roll around and eat crackers. It's sort of a platformer puzzle type game where you got to find your way through levels, but you just move back and forth to roll different ways, and you tap on the screen to eat crackers to let you go through. It's just okay. I tried it a few times to try to get into it. I just really couldn't.
Really.
There's a lot to it. Interesting. There's a lot to it. It's just I don't know. Wasn't my type.
Yeah, it looks like there's a lot of physics things that could happen there. It's cool though. Glad you brought it.
And it's $3.
Oh, that's what?
And it's $3.
Oh, it must have been an Android app of the day. Free app of the day. This next one is like free. This is Kim Kardashian : Hollywood. And I haven't got too far in this game. I've just started my journey as a young lady. I work at a place called the Chic Salon. I don't know. I've learned to fold clothes and earn money and straighten things out in the shop a little bit from the shop owner, but I haven't gotten too far into it yet to really get out and
okay, see the world. Eric. I would say you lost me at : but I'll be lying. You lost me at Kim Kardashian. Okay. Oh, Eric. First, look, Eric.
Stop saying my name. Stop saying my name so much when we're talking about this app.
Be happy you don't live close to me because I would egg your house tonight. You brought in bronies to this show. You brought in Weatherbug to this show. And now you're bringing Kim Kardashian to this show. I mean, are you trying to give me a conniption? Do you want me to have a stroke?
No, I don't want you to have a stroke.
Kim, of all apps, I mean, come on.
Yeah, you know.
Well, the problem with this girl, and it should be included in the app, is she got her start with a sex tape.
Yes, yeah, I know.
I haven't got to that part yet.
Well, where that should be level one.
Oh, that's true.
I mean,
well, did she work at a fashion store first, though?
I doubt it. I don't think she ever worked, did she? Did she ever do any work in her life?
No. I've been folding clothes for her. I don't know.
Yeah, but, this is not true to life.
Eric,
listen. That's my problem with it.
Eric, I'm going to say a word you should understand a lot. Okay? Propagate. Why would you propagate her stuff?
I'm just playing an app, man. I don't watch her show. I don't read her magazine articles. I don't even. Well,
then Eric, play it shamefully in a corner or something. But dear,
Eric's well, depends on if I get to that level.
Oh man! God. So how far did you get?
Not far. I just installed it and started playing it. I didn't even take time to make my character. I just hit randomize. So it just gave me a random haircut, skin tone, and clothes. And then I started out. My manager was telling me how I need to fold clothes and, you know, close up because you got to take off and go do some stuff. And I got to close up the shop myself. Cash out the cash drawer and stuff like that. Lock up.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope you complete this game.
It's a great simulation.
Good luck to you. Oh, that's hilarious.
Reminds me of my days at Walmart. All right,
good one, man. You got any other games in your tank of equal caliber to this?
Nothing to quite compare with this one. No, I think I'm out for tonight. I don't even want to bring the next one.
I do. All right. Hey, Jeff, do you have any more apps you want to bring for tonight?
No, I think that's pretty much it.
Okay. Jeff is probably so tired right now. We're going on like 2.5 hours practically. All right. Well, thank you everybody for tuning into the show, man. Hope you liked it. Jeff, thank you so much for hanging with us throughout the week here on these shows.
Sure. I enjoyed it.
And tell people again where they could find your app and what they should do.
You can find it on Google Play. You can find it on the App Store. You can find it on Steam, Amazon's App Store. Pretty soon, also the Windows Phone App Store, the Xbox One Store, the Wii U Store, and a bunch of others coming up. And it's called Spoiler Alert. And it's a chili running backwards.
It's a chili running backwards. Nice.
I like that. Cool, man. Well, it was a pleasure having you on.
It was a pleasure being. Thanks.
Sure. Dor, did you want to say anything to the folks before we end off?
Sure. Eric, thanks for being the highlight of my week. Oh, wait, no. That's right. You're the most depressing part of my week. Thanks, everybody, for downloading. And God bless you. You can sit through Kim Kardashian. Thank you very much, people.
Eric?
Thanks for listening. Hey, Dor, I think if I'm the worst thing that happens during your week, that's a pretty good week.
I agree.
Very cool. And my name's Steve Cherubino. Thank you guys for hanging with us, listening to us, doing whatever you're doing to and with us. That sounds weird. And we'll see you next week. Later.